Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, Hooman, let's hear all about your trip to Mexico.
So one of my dearest friends is getting married in February, March next year in Arizona. He met this girl. She's a Raiders cheerleader. Super happy. And he said, hey, we're going to have my bachelor party. There were eight of us. Bryn's out of town right now, so, you know, we're man short. So the bachelor party started Thursday. Friday was a big day on the show.
Thank you
as it always is.
And I know, so, you did ask a couple months ago. I go, no, you need to be here.
Oh, that would have been crazy.
Well, she said yes to me first, and then Bryn asked for the time off, and she goes, no.
No, Bryn asked first.
Did he?
That's how I go. Whoever asks first.
Crunch. None of this has anything to do whether you got laid in Cabo or not. Damn it, man.
If he had only had one extra day, he might have.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to get, let's place bets. No. I'm betting no.
No.
Of course not.
All right. So, land.
Your wiener never has any fun.
As soon as I get there, the guys are like, by the way, No Uber.
So true, huh?
No, yeah. Uber in Cabo.
I think should pick it.
I feel sorry for it.
It should definitely protest.
All right, don't worry about the story.
No. Okay. So you land. There's no Uber.
Yeah, so.
Well, there's taxis. You're at the airport.
There is, but, you know, they only take cash, and you don't. Have you ever been to Mexico? Yeah. So as soon as you get off the plane and you get through immigration.
And you have your first tequila or Corona.
While you're still in the airport, as you walk out, there's a special area for, like, I don't know, resorts and taxis where 1,000 people are pulling at you. Uh-huh. And you don't know who to trust. You don't know who to go to. You don't know who's trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. So I just walked all the way through. I walked to the very end of the airport, and I found a woman, and I said, I can't get an Uber. Who should I ask for help? And she goes, I like that guy right there. Go talk to him. Oh. So I was like, all right. I go, you know, my friends are telling me not to go to the place we're staying at. I have to meet them at a place called Mango Deck. And they're like, oh, the guy's like, yeah, I know it well. I show up at this place called Mango Deck, and it's a place apparently known for wet t-shirt contests.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's step one.
Wait, hold on.
Mango Deck shame.
How will he ruin this story? Let me count the ways.
So as soon as I get there, I'm like, okay. But I didn't know any of this.
It's a guy wet t-shirt contest.
So I'm there and I'm excited, but I see all the guys I'm with, and they're like, they're beat. They've only been there one day. No one's moving. Everyone's out of energy. I'm like, here we are. This is so great. And no one at the table is really doing anything. They're just smiling and nodding at me, you know? And then all of a sudden, there's the MC and his assistants are pulling women up on the stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, what's about to happen? Is there like a dancing contest or something? And it goes, okay, we're going to start the push-up contest. And
push-up
like,
contest.
Yeah, and they're like, who do you want to bet on? And I'm like, all right. No one write in, by the way. I know, me too, everything, right? All right.
So I'm like,
I turn to my buddy and I go, the girl in purple, she's got a six-pack.
Oh, the girls are doing push-ups.
Yeah,
it's a push-up
contest.
The women up.
Yeah, they're pulling
the women
up.
So you're going to bet on the girl in purple.
So
she has a six-pack.
Yeah, and next to her was another really buff chick. Anyway, the girl I bet on was a dancer. The buff girl next to her was from the Air Force. All the girls are doing these push-ups. I'm screaming, come on, Elizabeth! Because if you, the person you bet on, you have to bet $5. The person you bet on wins, your table gets shots.
Oh.
So.
Where does the money go?
You got to give it to the MC.
Oh.
Like he just
the
pockets
girls don't
it.
Get?
Girls don't get anything.
Oh
they get to
God.
Do push-ups.
Okay.
So I'm screaming, and then I see the chick from the Air Force put her knees in a special place where no one can see them. She's getting extra leverage, and my girl gets second place.
So she cheated.
Oh, you're saying the Air Force chick cheated?
Yeah, Air Force chick cheated. I was super bummed
knees
out.
Knees in a special place?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, you have to have your legs elevated.
Oh, there wasn't girl-style push-ups, knee push-ups.
No, no, it was, yeah, it was like military-style push-ups.
Mm.
So, anyway, next thing I know, like, there's this crazy booty-shaking contest, and it was, like, it was getting out of control.
Oh.
So I'm like, hey.
Like, people's booties were getting loose?
Oh, wait. So have you ever been to Vegas?
Hey.
Sure.
I can't get to my room quick enough. Good night, guys.
This is out of control. Those booties might attack
booty.
Me.
Every girl's wearing.
Put a leash on that booty.
At Mango.
What time is it now as the booty contest is starting?
5 p.m.
Right.
Every girl's wearing a thong.
Oh.
Nobody's wearing regular bikinis. Like, it's everything is a thong or a G-string.
And these are, like, local girls who...
No, these are girls from, like from America.
Tourists.
They pulled up and every one of them had a thong on?
Yes.
That's what every you do in Mexico,
one.
Man.
If you're at Mango Deck, you're wearing a thong.
I see.
Nobody at Mango Deck is not wearing a thong.
Okay.
So...
they're not.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean, they're kids, too, right? They're like 18,
yeah,
20,
yeah. All the,
25.
Yeah. All the girls are between
young
18
and fresh.
To 27, yeah.
Hey, you look old. Want to have some fun?
I will say this. I was surprised how many families were watching the push-up contest, the booty-shaking contest.
And families with young children, you mean?
Yeah. I'm like, this is a lot of bad parenting all around me.
Is it? Or is it just like,
what?
Hey, kids, what happens in Mexico.
You would take your six-year-old to see?
I wouldn't.
All
well,
right.
You're there already, and it happens. What are you going to do? Take your kid away?
Yeah. Right?
Or you just go, mom and dad aren't feeling too good after last night's drinking fest.
Right. Kids, go to the pool.
So then we go back. The guys rented like this 12-bedroom mansion with this infinity pool and overlooked the ocean.
Shame.
Found my bell that time.
It was at a place called Pedregal.
That sounds beautiful. 12 bedrooms.
It was.
This is a palace.
It was a palace. And it had a full staff, chef.
This dude, like your buddy, he's rich.
Well, the guys that were there are fairly well off. Yeah. I mean, we pitched in a little bit, but for the most part, and I'm sure there's going to be a big bill at the end of this, but, you know.
What do you mean? Like
all the
cut?
Meals. Yeah, yeah. I was only there for one day, so my cut's going to be way less. But yeah, we're treating this guy. Mm. You know, it's his bachelor party.
Well, they'll probably just, you know, cut that even, right?
No, I talked to the guy. I'm like, bro, I was here one day. I had one dinner. I'm not paying for all the things you guys did. Yeah. He goes, no, I got you. I got you.
What did you pay?
Well, I haven't got the bill yet.
Oh,
So somebody paid it and then they're going to split it up. That person
exactly.
Got it. All right.
So we end up at this like 5-star incredible restaurant called Edith's. They have 100 different types of tequila there.
Mm.
Everyone's doing tequila tasting.
Everyone
except two dudes at the table.
You being one of them?
No, I drank.
Oh.
I had a mojito. I had two mojitos. I had a glass of wine.
Two mojitos.
Holy cow, three drinks in plus tequila?
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom. Crazy, Stuart. This is getting crazy now.
Whoa.
When did your wiener get some action?
Hey.
Yeah, any hookers?
Oh, hookers.
We leave the super fancy restaurant, and then we end up in this area where, like, all the clubs are. Mm-hmm. And everyone, it seemed in Cabo, was either a bachelor or a bachelorette. Everybody was there for their one final hurrah.
Oh, what fun.
And the groom, my buddy, he pulled me aside and he goes, you know, he gave me this wonderful, heartwarming speech about how much he loves me. And I told him how much I love him. And he said, you're one of my two groomsmen. And I said, oh, thanks so much. I'm so honored to be here. You know, I love you.
This is
you.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Okay.
This is Ryan. And then it just, one of the guys like goes, I'm hitting a wall. I go, I got to make sure that guy's okay. Let me take him back home.
You said that?
Yeah. So I just jumped in a car, ran home, woke up the next morning. Everybody was still kind of wandering in at 5, 6, 7 a.m.
Man.
And
quite a night.
It was crazy because remember how we were talking, you know, what's the one thing you dream of? And I said, I would love to wake up and have a masseuse waiting for me.
I don't remember that, but that sounds like something you'd say.
There was a masseuse waiting for me, and I was like, oh, this is the greatest.
Oh.
So then I got a massage, hung out at the pool.
All day on Saturday?
Yeah, basically, and then took a cab back to the airport.
Oh, this was Sunday.
Was Saturday.
Oh, you left on Saturday?
Yeah.
You get there on Friday and left on Saturday?
That's correct.
And Friday night, you went back early.
Correct.
To bed.
Yeah.
This alone.
Here's the thing.
With that boy.
This is a big week.
Bryn's story just took a turn.
Right. Bryn's not here. I need to be on my A game. A lot of audio today.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I have never been sent, I probably have, but I got sent a lot of news breaks over the weekend through Instagram because one story in particular was the big story of the weekend. Mm.
Which story?
You gotta be kidding me. It's the Ariana Grande whatever.
No, I thought the big story was the guy who got murdered at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. That's the one I've been getting all the notifications for. No, the Ariana Grande thing is the one. Oh my God, I'm a bad person. I saw that and I start laughing.
You did? Yeah.
And I immediately, Yuzette and I started immediately texting and I'm like, didn't I say December 12th? I think I won this bet.
Do we have the dates?
Yeah, I did pull the sheet. Let me see. Ariana Pete. I don't know. Hooman said September 1st.
Hooman said they would break up September 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah. I think Hooman might have won.
Sarah.
Oh, I said August, didn't I?
Yeah, Hooman, you said September 1st.
Oh, praise.
Sarah said August 10th.
Oh.
Bryn said 5 years. I said at the end of this year, 12/31. Vinny said at least till June 21st, 2019.
So I think Hooman won.
Oh, man.
Damn it, I thought I won. But we all really, we called this one. Like, we went... That's pretty funny. Yeah. You get $5.
Oh, yeah. So and it, right here it says $5.
$5 from each of us.
From each of us, yeah.
What?
Yeah, we all owe $5.
$5, baby.
We're not going in on a fiver?
No. $1 something each? No. We all owe. Hooman, so you get to buy breakfast today.
Oh, yeah.
With your $15.
Hooman's buying brekkie.
Bryn somehow doesn't have to pay because he's not here.
Right. Well,
only owes him $5.
Well, he's still
partying
part of the bet,
in England.
So we're going to have to get $5 from him.
So, yes, the two of them broke up.
Yes.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are no more. Sad. They're saying that she, after Mac Miller died,
snapped out of it.
She went to a super dark place. Like, she's been tweeting stuff too, where she's just
she's
sobbing.
You know how you get into a relationship and you like each other so much, but in a short time, you can wake up and be like, who's this person in my house? Like, you barely know him, you know? The hell did I give this person the key to my house for?
So no word on how they're going to split their assets.
Really?
The only one they have is Piggy Smalls.
I love that name. Pet pig.
I think it's get your clothes and get out is how that's going to go.
Yeah. I wonder if she's the one who wanted the pig. And he doesn't seem like a dude who'd be like, you know what we should do today? Get a pig. You know,
really? He seems like that kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's, you know what? Whether he thought of it or she suggested it, he was green lighting anything she wanted to do, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you want a pig? All right.
I'm in.
All right, Ariana. I'll do that. Where do you get those?
Can you imagine his days? I would love to, they should do a bit where it's his days prior to meeting her, what they looked like, and then his days with her. And then his days now that she's left him again.
You know, they have actually talked quite a bit about it on Saturday Night Live. Like, you know, it's only been a couple episodes this season, but, you know, she's come up a couple times. And it would be freaking awesome if they did that. If they did a bit where he's...
Him playing video games by himself, hours on end, and ordering food.
Some crappy apartment.
Leave. Right, exactly right. Then he's in a mansion.
Playing video games and ordering food.
Maybe. You could be right.
From different restaurants, like McDonald's here and then...
Right. Over here. Zanzibar. Right. And then back. And he's ordering
back
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Back to that place, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a... you know, he called it. He actually said, you know, if we ever break up, which we won't, we will. But we won't. You know, she was with him on Saturday night at Saturday Night Live.
So they broke up
right after?
They broke up sometime yesterday. Just at some point.
Huh.
She was like,
well,
hey, we got to break up.
Watch Saturday Night Live. You're not that funny.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they've been pretty inseparable and posted and just like I guess they were making out. They were still all over each other on Saturday night. and they went to the party together.
Have you ever wanted to break up with someone
and still made out with them? Yes.
Well, and still been in with them, sort of thinking, how am I going to extract myself from this? And the whole time you're sort of thinking, tomorrow at 11 or, oh, I know, Monday evening, because then he's God and then I know I can. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's probably a lot of people's deal is like, how can, what's the cleanest?
Let me pick an opportune moment.
Right?
Yeah, I don't doubt that this went on about 4 weeks longer than it probably should have in her mind, and that she said, you know, I let him get through last night's show, but today I just want to be alone. So get your stuff, get out, and leave Piggy Smalls behind.
They may not embarrass easily, but they were everywhere with the schmoopy talk, so...
Yeah.
You know, you're booing yourself now. You did that to yourself.
It seems so... They seemed unlikely from the get-go. But then she was with that Mac Miller who's... You know, he seemed unlikely as well.
Here's what I would tell the kids. Any kid
listening.
What
are the kids?
All the kids.
Well, young people of today.
It's okay to like someone and even think you love them a lot. But you don't have to ink that on you, and you do not.
Oh, they did do that, by the way.
To Instagram it all, and you don't, like, hang
what about
out.
Write a song called Pete Davidson
and put it on
your record?
You don't have to do any of that.
How about that?
Too soon.
Yeah.
Don't feel pressured to do that, because you'll only have to live that down later when you realize... Who's this person in my house?
I know. I was thinking, too, that the way they went about this whole thing, it looks like they had known each other, but I guess they went out together this one night, and he makes the joke, I'd marry you today. And then, you know, ha, 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 ha. Oh, really? If I put that to the test. And then as the joke continued, he started sending her rings, you know, pictures of engagement rings, like, which ones of these do you like? Like, hilarious. And then she's like, I like that one. And then he went and bought it. Like, I actually think that their whole engagement was a joke. Like, if they could have just, like, no one wanted to let the joke go.
Right.
And then there they are a couple months later, like, damn, we're actually engaged here.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're young and resilient.
Right? Oh, no. I'm sure they're totally fine. They're even saying, like, look, we really like each other. And, you know, who knows what will happen in the future. There's a lot of love.
I know.
Yeah, I know. She's never going back there again. Like, I think I'll get someone who can do more than just stock the fridge.
She's had all that has to offer.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And apparently she's in a very dark place right now with the death of the guy who she's calling the best friend she ever had, Mac Miller. And,
yeah.
You know, she's devastated. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Oh, and you have a story you want to tell, too.
No, I don't.
About the
Hooman asked me about my kid had a track meet on Saturday morning at her little school, and the missus, because she's a runner,
she ran the whole thing.
She just absolutely the kid had to do it, like there was no way. So she had to get the baby and all the stuff and the shoes and the bib, the what do they call those things? Not bibs, but whatever the number on the jersey.
It is a bib.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I thought.
And they did it, and it was fun, and everyone had a blast, and that's great. But it's like...
So you got to go surfing that day, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't go?
No. What?
To the track meet? Forget that.
I've seen that kid run in circles.
Oh, really? Watch her run more?
You know what's funny? My kid, with the whole... Like, early on, she's all, I'm going to go win that. And I'm all, well, that's good, you know, but try to remember that, you know, running's supposed to be fun first, and... Mm-hmm. And then she was mad when she got out, or when she got home. She goes, they gave everybody medals.
Oh, did she win?
She won because they gave everybody medals.
Oh.
So she was like, I didn't know that it wasn't going to be a real race.
Oh, it's not a real race.
You are young to be this
savvy,
wound up about winning.
Well, she's your kid.
I guess.
Wound up, period. What's coming up?
I have a Is It Wrong game waiting for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
After
I usually
these.
Win these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday at 6:38, and it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I guess we'll begin with I didn't win the Mega Millions.
Oh, I didn't win it either, I don't think.
Did you play?
Yeah, hell yeah. I didn't check it, though. But I would have. I feel like I would have heard that someone locally won.
Why would you have heard that, though?
I get notifications when somebody wins a big one.
All right. Mm. Yeah, I didn't hear either.
Yeah. So, did anybody win, or was it just someone in another state?
Did you play?
Won. John bought a ticket.
Looks like we all played. Hmm. $586 million or whatever it was. I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I had nothing. So.
Well, you never know. Can't win if you don't play.
Right. So let's do some news.
Okay.
Looks like the big phone companies have decided to do something about all of the robocalls we've been getting. They're going to, they're rolling out a $100 million system that eventually will stop the robocalls.
How?
I don't know, but they say that these vary from the phony IRS agents or the free resort vacation offers. They're not going to disappear instantly. But starting next year, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile
ding, ding, ding.
Expect to be the first to activate the new national authentication system designed to stop fraudulent and unsolicited calls. Yeah, we don't want them.
Yeah, we don't.
Protect us from that.
It's like a polluted item you're carrying around.
You carry your dumb phone with you everywhere you go, and then, you know, it's going off. You're like, I'm trying to do something.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
And then they're tricky now, you know. Now I don't want to answer anything.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. It says it's coming from my hometown. It's got a 415. I'm like, oh, you know, what if that's my kid?
Right.
You know, so I always wind up having an answer, but I don't say anything. I just answer and don't talk.
Because, you know, yeah, right would be like, hey, mom. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
exactly. Anyone I really, and then also people would go, hello, like if it was a real person. But they never do that. And so eventually they just hang up. And so do I.
I know for the kids, they walk into a Sears. I'm just kidding. You've never been in a Sears.
But
for those of us who grew up with Sears, it is sad to go into Sears today or even 5 or 10 years ago because it's a shadow of its former self. And worse, it's even less of a shadow of the other stores that are out there today. Yeah. Like, I've been into Sears and thought, haven't any of the people running this place gone into another store to see how it's done? Like, man, and doesn't anyone dust?
I know. You know, that's the thing I noticed about Sears. Yeah. My Sears near me closed recently, and they put a Resto Hardware outlet store in, which is fine. Things are, you know, $1 less than they are when you buy them regular retail. But it was dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I really did think, no one cares about this place.
Right.
And it was a huge one, like two stories, all the appliances upstairs. You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Sears. My dad worked there for years when
you
I was a kid.
There.
And that was my first job. I worked in the hardware department. I was the phone operator
at
one point.
Well, you know, we've talked about it. I grew up with the Sears Wish book. You know, that was the book you got in October, and you pored over it looking at your Christmas presents for the...
Hoping.
I know that sounds to those of you with the internet like olden days, like the caveman days, but it was the way it was. So, you know, to see Sears filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today as it's buckling under massive debt and staggering losses, you know, between the internet and the Amazons and the Walmarts and the Targets. And Sears just not keeping with the times. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. Like, dude, you had the money and the locations. All you had to do was stay
cool, man.
Yeah.
Stay current.
Right.
So anyway, they're going to try to save themselves. It doesn't look like it's going to be possible, but.
The one by our house closed, too.
The one in
Hillsdale?
Hillsdale, yeah.
Wow.
That was the last one that I'd gone in.
Yep. We bought our washer and dryer from there. Like, that was the first place. Let's go to Sears.
Yeah.
But what
get
do we do now? What if we need the warranty or whatever?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess maybe you go direct to Kenmore? Mm. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
The world's changing. It is a bummer. Change is hard.
Bye, Sears.
Bye, Sears.
Have a good
Adios.
One.
Adios. Thanks for everything.
We liked you.
Yeah.
It's good while it lasted, buddy.
So we talked about this once before. It's
the, you know, could you run for any public office? And most of us have things that, you know, if anyone were to dig into our history, it might not be the best look for public office.
Maybe.
Put on blast.
So I'm going to let you decide if this is wrong.
Okay.
Sarah.
This is something that's keeping someone from running?
Well, could it? You tell me.
All right.
A woman named Deborah Reno is running for city council in Evanston, Wyoming.
Okay.
This is Wyoming.
A local post.
This is Huckleberry Nowhere.
All right. And what has this girl been up to?
She may drop out of the race now because her secret identity has been discovered.
Oh.
It turns out she has a side job where she does online strip teases under the name Misty Crockett. And she sells used underwear and gym shorts to guys who like that kind of stuff.
Oh, is that illegal in Wyoming?
I don't think it's illegal anywhere.
It's just whether or not she's
perfectly legal. Mm. It's a matter of whether that's frowned upon and whether you can run for public office and have that as a side gig. Now she says,
"Yeah, that's actually it's more of a quandary than I thought it would be."
Now that the info's out, Deborah, aka Misty Crockett.
Great name. Misty Crockett. That's a good band name.
Only been doing it about a year, and it was a quote, interesting experience and maybe an error in judgment. Probably not the best idea if you want to run for public office, she says. The guy running against her is named Mikhail Welling. And has run to the higher, you know, ground.
Mm-hmm. And is he the one who discovered it because he bought a pair of reused panties?
Maybe, maybe not. Oh. Well. That is... What?
That's Misty.
Oh, let's have a look at Misty Crockett.
Here is Misty Crockett. Well.
Oh, that's nice a great looking lady. Name.
Oh, she's an older
Much
woman.
Older than I expected.
Maybe older than me. Oh.
But
boy, even and she's even got the glasses, the big thick glasses on in the pictures.
She doesn't look bad in a bra.
No, she's looking pretty damn good. I'm Misty, Mystee.
Crockett.
USA girl next door sharing fantasies and fetishes with used panty buyers and my friends.
So Mikhail Welling.
She looks like she's a white lady and she's got just sort of harsher, older face. Big glasses.
I don't think she's unattractive.
No, she's not. She just looks a little... She looks more like a school marm than a striptease girl. Misty.
How Misty much Crockett. Is she making?
I don't know. Why bother running for office? I mean, keep that rolling, Wyoming lady. She looks like a... that's what it is. She looks like a lady who lives on the plains. You know? She's like a, right. like a lady who's done some farming
well,
in her
there's
life.
No makeup, and she's, you know... There's no hair gel or...
Her face looks a little rugged. Let's put it that way.
Rugged. That's a good
Yeah, sure. Word. There was no sunscreen either.
Sure.
I'm sure she could make something happen.
Oh, look. She's got a great rig. I mean, I'm not going to debate that.
Anyway, the point is the guy running against her says she's so against my own personal moral code and standards.
Oh, great.
And so my question to you is it wrong?
I actually don't think it's wrong to, I have such a different view with most people just are like, what, legalize prostitution? What, legalize and anything anybody wants to do with their lives or their bodies?
Okay, but now,
but
before you decide.
All right. Because I am on the fence, man.
Okay, before you decide, imagine yourself questioning Misty Crockett, a.k.a. Deborah... Hold on, dang it. Deborah Reno, if it comes up and you're questioning her, let's say they have to do a debate.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly is it you need to do into the panties to make them...
Just wear them,
purchasable.
Sir. Just wear them.
How They're many days used. In a row do you wear them?
I just wear them for a few hours. Take them off, put them in a package, and send them off.
And how much are you charging for your used...
$22 a pair. I don't know what she's charging. I'm just making
So if you're listening to that conversation, is that changing your feeling about her at all? That's
I don't
my
know.
Point.
I mean, I do feel like if I had that in my past, I would not run. I wouldn't want that to be exposed. I mean, not even in her past, right? This is something that she does.
No, she just was doing it the other day. Yeah. This isn't like when she was 20.
But I don't think that what she's doing is wrong.
That no, face is doing it.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah.
I don't think what she's doing is wrong. I think that, you know, it is a free country, supposedly, and you can do what you like. She's not even doing prostitution, really. I mean, people make porns all the time, perfectly legally. There was that Mary Carey, right? And she ran for governor when right. she was a porn star.
Like, that's completely, that actually, in my opinion, is completely different.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's worse than what this lady's. This lady's doing strip teases.
No, that's what
selling.
I mean. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mary Carey was never going to get elected to anything in a million years. She was just having fun.
So you think that that was.
I'm electing this girl, this lady. Misty.
She's kind of a go-getter.
She's got my vote. I like it.
All right.
I'm looking up selling used panties.
Yes.
So there's a place, pantydeal.com, world's number one marketplace for used panties. 100% safe.
You know, the truth is, this is a subject that came up on the show a long time ago, and someone on the show told us a story about someone they're with who liked it. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
That is so strange. But to be completely frank, I checked it out and there is something to that. Mm. I mean, I actually fished in the dirty laundry at my own house and was like, huh? There is something to that. Mm. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
So she's only providing a service that some people may not have access to.
Sure.
And that's a nice thing.
Maybe there's no panties like that in their laundry basket.
Right. That's right. Exactly
my
point.
It's kind of a sad state for a laundry basket.
Right.
To be empty of that.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with what she's doing. I think it's all in the way that she reacts to the news coming out that, you know, that will determine more of her character. But I don't think those are bad things. And I've always thought we should be able to sell whatever we want. Keep it safe in a well-lit, clean room.
Would it be, would slappy stuff ever sell that?
Oh, well, no. I don't want to do that.
You wouldn't do that?
But that's my choice. I'm not making a judgment on this lady.
Let me ask you a question. If someone wanted a pair of Sarah Clark from the radio's underwear that she wore while she did a radio show and throughout the day while she gardened and then afterward dropped them in the mail, what would you charge for that?
$1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't. I would feel really weird about that. But that's just me. What about you, Yuzi? What's it going to cost?
Oh, I was thinking $1,000.
Oh, you'd do it for $1,000?
Okay, see?
Well, that's
is.
Actually affordable. You
everyone's
know,
there's got
people
a
out there who's like, I've
got
to have that. So if someone offered you $1,000, you would do it. I mean, that is pay up front.
Well,
right?
I don't know. What do you guys think of me for doing that?
I think that's totally fine. You
for
got $1,000.
Yeah. I'd be like,
you're
you
okay
go,
or girl.
Oh
do
my
that
God.
Every week.
Is that going to make me lose my job?
No. Why would it? That's a great
well,
story
I,
for the air.
Some, because there's some, you know, in our contracts, there's
you have
some,
a morality clause in
yeah,
your contract?
Something like that.
Oh.
Well,
there.
Ask first,
can,
then.
Can you ask Michael Martin if it would be
no,
okay?
No,
you're
not going to ask
can you
Michael.
Just, can you please
he's
ask Michael?
Here.
Can
oh
you
my
ask
God.
Michael to come
he's
in?
He's already here.
Can
no.
you ask Michael to come into the studio for
no,
a second?
No, that is so embarrassing. I'm
why?
I'm going to ask our boss.
What's
that.
Embarrassing about it?
You ask him if you could do it.
All right, I will. Go
she
ahead.
Doesn't want to do
you,
it, though.
I want to you, for $1 million.
You call him. I don't.
Just yell
oh
for
God.
Him.
Oh, my God.
Yell for him. Michael!
Anyway.
I think he's on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Michael's on the phone right now.
Our boys team loses to UCLA. So Cal loses to UCLA. UCLA hadn't won a game all season.
And they beat
and
Cal.
Then they get throttled.
Okay, great.
Oh,
good
my, oh my God. So you, I'm not asking.
Michael.
Oh, my God.
Would it be, would it be a violation of my morality code to if I was to sell a pair of my used panties for $1 million?
Ask that one more time, please.
Would it be a violation of whatever morality code there is in my contract if I was to sell a pair of my used panties for $1 million?
Are we selling these alleged used panties over our airwaves?
No, no. We're simply going to be listing that on our website at home.
On your personal website?
My personal website.
other than me wondering what the starting bid is, so I can.
It's $1 million. $1 million. Yes.
I don't see an issue.
Oh really? Okay. So what if I wanted to sell my panties for only $1,000?
I still don't see the issue, and now I'm in the game.
Michael Martin, everybody, thank you.
Yay!
Oh, great news, right, Yuz?
Oh my God!
Sounds like
so
it's okay.
You can do it.
You can do it.
He said Sarah can do it.
Yeah.
What's
Sarah, I was asking on your behalf. Don't be ridiculous. Just do it privately.
Cal lost to UCLA. Stanford plays third. The Raiders lost again.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in
the poor Raiders.
England? Where were they been?
Yeah, they were in England. The Seahawks, though, throttled them. Mm-hmm. And the 49ers play tonight in Green Bay. Pats won last night.
No, I heard it was a
dude.
A
I stayed
burn.
Up and watched that thing till they won in with 3 seconds left. They they kicked a field goal. It was 43-40.
Mm. So would it gone to OT?
That's where it was headed. Mm. But they masterfully right there at the end, long pass to Gronk, put it right in position for the kicker. Boom, ran the clock down.
Great.
So I'm sure your boys are happy today.
I don't know if. I bet you they watched it last night, now that I think about it.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Vinny, all Kanye, all the time. Oh. It is the gift that keeps on giving.
Great.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.